Scripture said, trust in Yahweh, and also said, lean not to your own understanding. It said also said, curse him to see the churches in man. For one thing, this brother here has been lied to and misled. Brother Dan was put to leashes before Tyree was even heard of. Tyree was not even heard of when me and Alicia got that teacher. That was Alicia, me, and Hannah and I. Tyree came later. I'm the founder of the House of Israel, co-founder. And if you look at this thing that Alicia wrote up, the bylaws and stuff, you'll see my name, number two. I am the co-founder of the House of Israel. Before all these other guys were even heard of or thought of, somebody lied to you. I pay very close attention to everybody in here. This is very important. You pay attention. Somebody start talking, shut up. Don't shut up. Now watch what this is here. We're going to try to establish the truth. Here these guys come around with wearing diapers. With doo-doo in their pants. No, I ain't going to try to come up and try to tell me something. I was teaching out with this boy in kindergarten. I walked with this man, Alicia, for 4 to 6 years, and you gonna come up and try to prove me wrong? You know more than me. I'll shut you down in a minute, buddy. Yahweh is the lawgiver, not us. And everything must be done accordingly. Please pay attention, everybody. We're gonna sue the liars. Mark this down real good, y'all, because you're gonna see the difference. I always thought that. I think I told him this more than anything else I told him. I've always thought this. I taught what Solomon said, he that confesseth, he that covers the transgression should not prosper. But he that confesseth and turns from it should obtain mercy. I've been teaching this for years. Somebody in the land and y'all try to turn y'all against me. That's what that happens to you, yo. Some of these little angry Negroes in here that took offense to what I said. Solomon said, he that assumed angry deals foolishly. And that's what some of y'all done. You took offense to what I said, and now you've lost your minds. And y'all need to be out there in a Roman hospital somewhere on a sick bed because something's wrong with y'all. Because of something that I said that was true. What I said was true. The scripture said don't bear false witness against your neighbor. I didn't bear false witness. What I said was true. Y'all know when they accepted that, I don't give a damn. This is one thing you and I got to realize. Consider these and those everything. He's going to be the one that's going to make the final judgment on everything. He knows what everybody in this room is doing outside the eyes of everybody else. And I teach this and I told people this for years. You violate one of these laws, you're going to be responsible. And I've always taught people, if somebody ever tried to entice you not to come to class, your husband, I've always told them, say, you don't want to go, I'm going to go. How many remember me saying that? Always, I've always encouraged people in this class to do and keep the law. If you hate me because what I said, then something's wrong with you. Because you can't control your spirit. Anytime somebody says something and you take offense to it, whose fault is that? That's your fault. Because you can't control your spirit. That's your fault. And that's all throughout the book. That's your fault if you take offense to what somebody says.
And he that ruleth his spirit, and he that taketh a city.
He that is slow to get upset. You don't have to get upset and mad and stuff because, see, when you're angry, and I teach this all the time too, anger is an emotion of displeasure, dissatisfied. Somebody said something you didn't like, and you was displeased. You took offense. That's your fault. That's not the person's fault. That's your fault because you couldn't control your spirit. This is all throughout the scripture. I can't help you had a heart attack because something I said. That's your fault. The discretion of a man keeps his spirit in control. but you know how to control the spirit. And then the discretion, which means also good sense. Use a sound judgment. You don't let nobody get you upset over nothing. That's discretion. It's the discretion of a man does what?
Deferreth his anger.
Slows his anger, control, keeps his anger under control. And what's the latter part say?
And it is his glory to pass over a transgression.
It's his glory not to hold a grudge against somebody because they said something that offended you. Your spirit, if you know how to control it. The spirit of a man, what? The spirit of a man will, if you know how to control it, sustain your weakness, your infirmity. You don't know how to control your spirit. He said, he that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city without walls, broken down. Anything gets you upset. But if you know how to control your spirit, you're greater than the mighty. Our people were so darn emotional. The least little thing get our people upset. The least little people thing. And you're going to bypass giving praise to the Almighty because of your personal feelings towards me. The scripture said it's comedy for the righteous to give praise, saying praise. Anybody in this class, that would be a joy to come up here on the Sabbath day and sing praise to the Almighty. How many people you think has that opportunity? And here you blow it. You blow the opportunity to praise the Almighty because you're mad at me. I ain't saying no more. I ain't speaking for you no more. Hey, y'all coming, Brother Dan, I'm going to give you a good word. Every last one of you, you got a whooping coming. And I'm going to see y'all all the way back to Georgia on the midnight train going back to Georgia. That's where y'all going. I don't give a darn what you got to say, brother. I done spoke my piece. Somebody that lied to you. I was with Alicia before anybody else up in the guy that told me and Alicia. The guy that told Alicia told me. Heaven now. Tyree was nowhere even heard of. Tyree came on the scene about late 60s and the early 70s. I was there back in 66 or 67. You know that? No, you didn't know that. I was number two. I helped establish. There wasn't no house of rhythm until me at least just come out to start teaching. I was teaching as well as he was teaching. I let him teach the class. But I was out in the street teaching just like he was. We both started off right about the same time just for a teacher. So if somebody done misled you, anybody in this class refuses to come here, you're missing the blessing. Because I always encourage y'all to do what's right, right or wrong. I've always encouraged y'all to do what's right. Keep the Sabbath day, keep the law, love your neighbor, quit hating one another, quit being good. I teach that. And some of these little knuckleheads right here take offense to what I said and gonna go out and start his own camp out of revenge towards me. Out of revenge towards me, he's offended. Now he wants to start his own class and divide this class and mess up everything for everybody. The Almighty told us to gather ourselves together, not to separate. We got to learn to be men of honesty, integrity. We got to be honest with ourselves. If I'm holding a grudge against you, I must acknowledge it and quit it. Because the wisdom of the wise is to understand how he is. If you know you're holding a grudge against somebody, that's hurting you. If you don't come to class on the Sabbath day, that's hurting you. And I've always taught this class that when we come together, Satan is in here also to cause division, hatred, and animosity, and we see he's doing it. Why? Because Satan's biggest threat is us. We are Satan's biggest threat because we're tearing down what he built up. And the Almighty told us to tear down, build, and plant. And we cannot do that unless we realize our faults. We got to acknowledge our faults. And some of you know, look at Psalm 119. Psalm 119. But you can't find no better teachers than what you got here in this Bible class. Joel, can you find a better teacher than Joel?
Yeah.
Oh, that. Can you find a better teacher than Joel? You can't find a greater teacher than like Joel to come up and break these scriptures like he does. I want things like it used to be. Hey, this is what they call it. I want things like it used to be. Used to, when I be able to tell them something, they used to believe it. Now that they're mad at me, they want me to prove everything. I prove it. Well, you didn't ask me that before, in the past. Teacher, you see, this is how they're doing now. Prove it. You never did that before. I can say the same thing you did. I can say prove it. I can say the same thing. Thank God for all that. You know, can a sin have control over you? Yes, it can. You hate somebody, that's a sin that's controlling you. You're not controlling it, because if you could control your spirit, you wouldn't be hating that person, right? Because you'll be living according to what the law says, right? All right? If you have a grudge against somebody, that is a sin that's dominating and controlling your life. Same thing David is saying. It's the same thing here. Some of y'all know y'all hate certain people. You know you're holding grudges against certain people. He said, keep back thy servant from presumptuous sin. Dominion means control and rule over you. Your hatred towards somebody is governing you rather than the laws of the Almighty. His word is in order my steps and thy word. The word is his law. And the law is what said you should not hate your neighbor in your heart. If you are, that's a sin that's controlling you. That's why you got to have good teachers up here to teach this stuff. And I teach it all the time. Anytime you hold a grudge or hate somebody, that makes you perverse, corrupt. You're being corrupt, perverse. You're not being righteous. The Almighty, when he gave us the laws, he said the law is our righteousness. When you do what the law say do, this is how you show your righteousness. Y'all want some good teaching? Come to Brother Dan's class. Come to the house of Ruth. I guarantee you're going to get some good teaching in here. When you hold a grudge against somebody, that's your wickedness. That's your wisdom when you do what the law say. When you quit hating people's, holding grudges against people, disrespecting your mama and all that, that's corruption. That's what makes you corrupt. So he said, he commanded us to do all these statutes to be him. For our good, how long? Our good always.